Welcome to the Grace Point Church Podcast. This is a podcast where you will hear sermon audio from Pastor Ben Hill, the pastor of Grace Point Church. In this episode, we hear Pastor Ben give a special mission trip focused message, as well as information on where the mission team will be headed to Morelia, Mexico. Stay tuned. If possible, you will hear updates from the mission field right here on this podcast. So subscribe today so that you don't miss a single episode. Now let's listen in.
His mission, our mission. Do you realize that the mission that we should have as believers and also as a church is to get on our heart what Christ has on His? When you think about what Christ has on His heart, you can go all the way back to the book of Proverbs and Proverbs 29, verse 18, that says, where there is no vision, that's spiritual insight, outlook, direction, fill in the blank, where there is no vision, people perish. The word perish in the Hebrew carries with it several connotations. One of them literally means take the brakes off, hurtle to destruction. It also means to disintegrate. And then it also means, among other things, is to just perish or die. Where there is no vision, the people find themselves floundering, falling apart, spinning away, and ultimately perishing. The thing that interests me in that verse, among others, is the reality of who it is or what it is that is the point of concern. Where there is no vision, animals perish. Where there is no vision, chickens perish. No, where there is no vision, tigers perish, right? No, where there is no vision, what? People. So what is on the heart of God? His people. And folks, that's what we're talking about. Where there is no vision, people perish. And to die without the knowledge and having accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, there is incredible perishing. It's dying to die eternally without Christ. People are what matter. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Fast forward then to the book of Acts in chapter number 1. How does it open? It opens where Christ is with His disciples. And He's on the mountain and He reiterates to them His commission, His mandate, His instructions. And immediately following those instructions, He ascends to the Father in heaven with a promise. And that promise is, I'm coming back. But in the interim, and in the meantime, you have a job to do. You have a responsibility. You have a purpose. And I have a plan for you to fulfill that responsibility and purpose. Acts chapter number 1 begins this way. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and to teach. Remember, the first book written to Theophilus was the Gospel of Luke. And Luke wrote that book as a way to share the truth of Christ, His life, His ministry, His death, burial, and resurrection, and salvation through Him with, oh, most excellent Theophilus, obviously a Greek dignitary of some sort. And Luke writes that book to him, and then he follows that up with this second book. And he says, until the day when he was taken up after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. It's getting exciting. They're huddled and they're waiting for the promise of God, the Holy Spirit, to come upon them. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Notice what the Lord says. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit. And we know the rest of the story. God sent His Holy Spirit. And from that time forward, anybody who has ever been birthed into the family of God has been birthed from water with the natural birth and then birthed by the Spirit and has become into the family of God with the indwelling Spirit of God inside of each and every one of them. And with that power, He says, you will be my witnesses. Now watch this. In Jerusalem, that's right where they were. They were huddled in a room waiting for God to move and God to answer the instructions Christ gave him on that mountaintop. And then in that response, they were waiting in Jerusalem. And He said, you will be my witnesses right where you are. And child of God, there is never an option in the family of God and in the instruction of Christ and in the Gospels, there is never an option for not being a witness for Christ right where you live. Can I get an amen? But notice what it says. Not only in Jerusalem, but concurrently and at the same time to be witnesses in all Judea. That's the surrounding areas. Not just at home, but across the street and across the city and the state, the nation, all around. And at the same time in Samaria. Samaria represents more than just the distance. Samaria represents the prejudices that we all have. Samaria represents those folks that we might not be comfortable in ministering to and sharing the gospel with. It's even those folks that we kind of don't even like. But we have a responsibility to love them in Jesus' name and share the gospel with them. And then notice what it says, and concurrently to the end of the earth. That's where missions comes in. And you and I believe, have been called of God as a church. You would say, well, Pastor, we've got to put all of our focus and all of our energy right here. Yes, we need to put all of our energy here. We're a brand new fledgling congregation. Somebody say amen. But I believe just as God gave us and Christ gave us instructions to His disciples in Acts chapter 1, the same is true for us. It does not need to be, cannot be either or. It must be both and. Here, across the street, across the nation, across our prejudices, and around the world. We have a responsibility to make Jesus famous. Amen? All right, so now let's look at this process. Herb Hodges put it this way, my mentor and one of my dearest friends in all the world, he made this statement, the light that shines the farthest necessarily and always shines brightest at home. He explained it this way, if we were to shine flashlight into the night, the beam of that flashlight would reach a certain distance in the dark sky. But if beside that flashlight powered by 3 or 4 C batteries, you put a however many thousand watt candlelight spotlight, and you were to shine that into the darkness, the beam of that light would reach a certain distance into the dark night as well. But if you were coming from the other direction, as you were approaching those two light sources, from the opposite direction, you would see, first and foremost, the spotlight first before you ever saw the flashlight, right? Because the light that shines the farthest is necessarily brightest where? At its source. So if you were coming from the other direction, you wouldn't have to question which light was brighter, right? You would know because the one you saw the first would be the one that would be the brightest. So folks, listen, in order to pump up the wattage of the light source, To get it to the farthest point possible, there is a necessary and automatic result. The light at the source becomes brighter, the greater our vision, and the greater the distance of our desire to take the gospel. That's why I believe that Grace Point Church has not only been given a mandate for our community and for our state, for our nation, but we have been given the responsibility by a holy God to reach the whole wide world with the gospel of Christ. Amen? Mission Moralia 2019. We're going to commission the team today. And here's how it began. In the summer of 2003, 12 people from Lockhart, South Carolina, flew to Morelia, Mexico to join our dear friend Juan Ramon Gastelum and the good folks of Primera Iglesia Bautista de Morelia, that's First Baptist Church of Morelia, in the beginning stages of planting a mission church in the suburbs. 2 years later, we had the joy of returning to see that mission become Iglesia Cristiana Bautista Berea, that's Berea Christian Baptist Church, and Juan Ramon was ordained and installed as the official pastor of this new self-supporting church. Subsequent trips were taken to help Berea establish mission churches in and around Morelia and Greater Mexico. To date, a dozen or more of those missions have been established, and many of them have become fully self-supporting church planting churches. Amen? What an incredible blessing. Iglesia Cristiana Bautista Berea. If you see, that's the main portion of the church here, and the templo, if you will, the place where they meet is in here. And then behind, you've got several levels of education space and whatnot. That's the church that was birthed out of that first trip in 2003, where it was we were in that community, but on the side street under a tent. And then this became the church. Since that time, the church has filled up 200 to 300 people multiple times, and then those folks are sent out to start new works, and then they build back up again. That's the beginning. So now we're looking at a new chapter. On Friday, a group of 7 from Grace Point Church will be flying to Morelia to once again join this special sister church in helping to get a new fledgling mission work, gain a foothold in another community on the outskirts of Morelia. Mission Berea Vida Nueva, New Life Berea Mission, will by God's grace become another lasting beacon of the gospel until Jesus calls his church home. The work has begun. Berea Vida Nueva. They have begun the process of setting up and establishing the place where the new mission will take place. They're working at getting it open and getting it ready. You'll see they're getting things set up and chairs. And folks, I want you to look at those chairs. That's one of those chairs. It's exactly the model of chair that I walked into to preach one night. We walked in late. The place was packed. This was an earlier trip. And it's up on the platform, and I was directed to one of those chairs. And being the kind, trusting, faith-ridden soul that I am, I went in and I plopped down in one of those chairs, and the back legs filleted out, and I went elbows up, heels up, and fell backwards. I have never lived it down. And so now I will forever be known in Morelia as Pastor Gordo. Fat pastor. That's me, okay? I broke the chair. But anyway, just warning, be careful when you sit. Sit gingerly and test before you put all your weight. But they're getting things ready there. If you can see, they're working on painting, getting the building established. One of the fun things about it is when they get these things ready and do this, it raises awareness in the community. And that's the role that God's given us, is to raise the awareness of what the church is doing in this community to start this new mission work. That's the inside, getting it prepared. Working on the outside, on the cell phone, yeah. Pray, pray, pray. Pry. Did I ever tell you the story of Juan Ramon? We first met at a hotel in downtown Mexico City, and we had the most joyous time, just became kindred spirits immediately. But he's an incredible guy, and I'll never forget, he called me on the phone one time. He's been a businessman, he's incredibly brilliant chemist and all this stuff, business owner, and he called me one time, and he says, "Hermano Bain," he said, "I am at my office with all my peoples." And he says, "I'm going to put you on the speakerphone." Now, you remember, this is back in the 90s when speakerphones were like a big deal, you know. And he says, "Okay, now you're on speakerphone." And he says, "Hello, say hello to my peoples." "Hello, hello, Brother Bain. Hi, peoples." "Hi, folks." And he says, "Okay, Hermano Bain, speak to me like me." I said, "What?" He said, "Speak to me like me." And I said, "Okay, Hermano Juan, when are you coming to Estados Unidos to see me?" And he said, "Ah, I told you." He said, "I speak like Speedy the Mouse." Speak to me like me. Juan Ramon, he is an incredible guy and just an exciting individual and just a ball of energy. And to see what God has done through his life has been an incredible blessing. More on that later. But we need to pray. That, my friends, is Juan Ramon Gastelum. He is about yay tall, and he's the Energizer Bunny on steroids. Just always on the move. He happens to be now in Morelia. He's part owner and manager of the largest butter manufacturing plant in Mexico. So at the same time as he pastors the church full time as well. All right. This is Pastor Juan Ramon. And then this is Brian, who is our mission team leader. So pray for these folks. They're the ones that are bearing the brunt of what's happening. They're the ones that have the greatest responsibility for this whole mission. But they're gladly and eager to welcome us as we serve. Where will we be? We will be in Michoacán State, in Mexico, in the city of Morelia. Mission Morelia 2019. If you see, it's northwest of Mexico City. And it is an incredible place and an incredible opportunity to share the gospel. As we fly, we not only represent the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of Christ, but we also represent Grace Point Church. Where we go and share the gospel, you go and share the gospel. Where we go and see hearts changed, lives transformed, souls saved, you're there. God sees it in his economy exactly that way. Some go, some send, all pray, and we're all a part of what God has called us to do. Mission Morelia 2019. You notice I put the 2019 at the end. You know why? Because it is my heart and my prayer that this is not the one and only. This is the beginning of a long relationship and history of not only replicating ourselves here, but around the world for the cause of Christ. Amen? I would like to invite, if you would, the mission team for Morelia Mission 2019 to come up front with me, please. Okay. Now, we are too short. Amber had to go to work. Everybody go, "Yay, Amber!"
I've been told I was too short.
Me either.
I've been told I was too short my whole life, but that's another story. And Sadie, who's not here today, will be going as well. We do leave frighteningly on Friday morning. Whether we're ready or not, here we come, right? But we're going to carry the gospel. Oh, Nathan has the children. You don't think he can handle them? Nathan's mother is going to keep the children.
Oh, no. Yeah. He will be headed to Barnwell immediately.
Gone. So we can do that. Okay? But this is the team. We are beyond blessed and beyond grateful for you as a church because you have sent us. You have done the things necessary to see that we get there. I can't tell you enough just how important it is for a team like this to go. Because they obviously are doing the work that God's called them to do there. We're just joining them. But from Juan Ramon's own lips comes the truth that he says that when we come, we push the work forward in a new area exponentially because of the raised awareness and interest that it brings when we come. And in addition, we encourage them and encourage their folks to be all about the business of sharing the gospel and seeing the church move and seeing that God is on the move in that area. In addition to that, anytime an individual is stretched beyond their comfort zone to go to the ends of the earth or to another place that's outside of the norm, the stretching is an exercise. And I promise you, those who have not been before, I'm going to look at you guys, in that respect, when you come back, you'll be forever changed and altered for the better because God will do a miraculous work in your lives. Amen?
You've been listening to the Grace Point Church podcast. To find out more information about Grace Point Church, go to our website at www.gracepointsc.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn. To listen to more sermon audio from Pastor Ben Hill, subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can also watch prior sermons from Pastor Ben Hill on our YouTube page. Thank you for listening.